High School. Trevor Bates joins us this afternoon on the program. Trevor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? You a little nervous as we get close to the draft?
I'm not nervous. I'm just excited, man. It's been a very long process, and I'm ready to get the show on the road and start playing some football.
Absolutely. What have you been doing to prepare for all of this?
Just training a very, very serious amount. I was down in Tampa training for my pro day for about 3 months. That was obviously more drill specific, like 40-yard dash and pro agility bench press. So after I finished that, I just had a couple private workouts that I had and some team visits, and now I'm just trying to stay in shape and get ready for football.
And of course, anybody from the outside who thinks that the phone just rings and it comes as a complete surprise, you, of course, have had a lot of contact with teams. How many different teams do you think you've talked to along the way?
Oh, man. Well, I visited three teams, and that for the top 30 prospect visits. So that's probably obviously the most important. But as far as phone calls and staying in touch, probably around 15 to 20 teams.
Now, of course, everybody wants to get drafted, but sometimes, and we've seen this with a lot of Black Bears in the past, sometimes the free agent route works out pretty well because then you at least get to go to a team where you know what the depth is at your position.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I've been discussing with my agent and former players. Obviously, if a team drafts me in the 6th and 7th, that has been a team that's already been interested in me. Obviously, that would be the most ideal situation. But sometimes, like you said, it's better to go as a priority free agent so you can, you know, take a look at the depth chart, consider what teams are drafting, what positions, take a look at the coaches, and kind of just weigh all the options and factor everything in and then make your best decision.
We're talking with Maine football's Trevor Bates. Now, every kid, when you start playing a sport, you fantasize about playing at the professional level. But for a guy coming out of Westbrook High School, when did this start to get real? When did you think that playing on Sundays was a realistic option for you?
Well, it definitely wasn't in high school. Probably my junior year, going into my junior year, we had a defensive coordinator switch with Paul Farrell, and I remember sitting down and talking with him one day, and he just kind of looked me in my eyes and told me that I had a great chance to play in the league. And, you know, he was a 9-year NFL coach. So that coming from him obviously meant a lot and kind of sparked the fire inside of me even more than what I already had. And, you know, going to my junior year, I had a very good year, successful year. And that kind of put me on the map with scouts and led to a good senior year. And I guess here I am.
Trevor, as a Black Bear fan that I've been for quite a long time, your abilities on the defensive side of the ball, I'd put right next to guys like Stephen Cooper and Brennan McGowan. What are you going to miss most about being a Black Bear?
Definitely the family up there, just your brotherhood and the brotherhood you develop, especially in like the summertime. It's not the best place to be as far as, you know, food provided or housing, but you develop very, very close relationships with your teammates. Sometimes we'd have like 5-6 players in one house, and just that closeness and that brotherhood is definitely something I already miss. I already miss being around them every day, and that's something that, you know, lasts a lifetime.
Trevor, have teams talked with you about what positions they see you possibly playing in the NFL?
Most teams like me at inside backer, so either like a Mike or a Will. Some teams like me, I like Sam in a 3-4, so still get to rush the passer a little bit, and that's really it. A couple teams have mentioned something about defensive end, but I'm getting the feeling that my DN days are pretty much over. So I'm looking at either Mike or outside.
So many guys from the University of Maine have gone on to not just play in the league, but have long careers in the National Football League. What is it you think about playing at the University of Maine that's made guys so prepared to take their game to the next level?
You broke up a little bit. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, what do you think it is about playing at Maine that has made it possible for so many guys to go on and play in the National Football League?
I think it's just the culture that's, you know, been developed at Maine. Up there, it's a lot of hardworking players, and that goes from the coaching staff down to the players. Maine's a school that's not really given a lot, so the players are really – they learn, you know, the freshman year that they're going to make the most out of kind of every practice, every repetition, every play, every drill. That's the mindset that, you know, all those players take and carry out through their career. And that's definitely the mindset I had. And I just try to earn everything I worked for, and that work ethic just continued to grow and grow. And that effort that I gave is really what, you know, drove me to reach places that I wanted to reach.
So when the draft rolls around this weekend, will you be watching with family and friends? What will that be like for you?
Yeah, I'll be with my family. We're not going to make a big deal out of it. We're just going to, you know, intermediate family and just kind of sit around and wait and, you know, hope for the best.
Well, Trevor, it was a real treat to broadcast your games for the last 4 years. You're one of the best players that's ever come out of the state of Maine and ever worn a Black Bear uniform. We're very excited for what the future holds for you. So thanks for visiting with us this afternoon. Good luck this week, and we look forward to seeing you on Sundays.
All right, I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
That's Trevor Bates, the Maine Black Bears, headed for the NFL draft later on this week here on Downtown.
Always heard good things about him, but what a nice guy.
Oh, absolutely. And a good student, hard worker, just a great guy. I mean, one of my all-time favorite Black Bears.
You going to root for him on Sundays?
I don't have any doubt in my mind. I think I've been saying that since around his sophomore year.
Yeah, it's easy to tell, isn't it, when you see a thoroughbred in person?
Yeah.
Very easy.
And there are a couple more kicking around, too. I will be shocked if a year from now we're not talking about Pat Ricard's draft prospects.
No question. He's a beast.
What did somebody say last year to Coach Cosgrove? Why do you have an SEC kid playing on your defense? How did that happen?
Because we're lucky.
Yeah, yep. And managed to find those diamonds in the rough. I don't think anybody was coming to Westbrook, Maine to scout potential NFL players 5 years ago.
No, but it sounds like a plenty long list of suitors for Trevor Bates' services.
And well, there should be, because a hard worker, all the tools that you want. Got the NFL body, but he's got the mind for it as well.
Yeah, coachable guy.
Good stuff there. Thanks to Trevor Bates for checking in, and we'll follow his progress this weekend in the draft. 20-